All right, afternoon. We didn't play very well, to say the least, and ended up with a loss. And after looking at the tape, the conclusion is the same. But I'm still confident that we have ability on this team, that we can do better, and we have to work and get started on getting better sooner rather than later. Anytime you lose, it's disappointing. I don't care what your score is. When you lose, you lose. And what we do have to do is we have to try to find a way that we can make some plays and not give up plays, because that's what we're doing. We're giving up plays, and then we're not making plays, and that causes you to lose. So that's been the focus. That will be the focus this week. Because we do have a tough team that we have to play, and we have to get ready for it. It's a tough place to play. So that's what we're going to focus on trying to fix problems and get better. And I think that that there are some capabilities. We have capabilities of being able to make plays and do some things, but we're just not consistent enough. And some of that, when guys try to do too much, and we had some of that, guys were trying to do too much, and a negative play ends up as a result of it. That's part of football. You deal with it, try to get it corrected, and go forward. So that's what we're going to try to do, is we're going to try to go forward. Okay?
Jamal Charles had 6 carries in the game. Is there something, health issue with him, or why did
he? Well, he got banged up a little bit, and then decided not to put him back into the game. You know, he wanted to go back. He was on the bicycle a little bit, but the other guys were doing okay, so we left the other guys in.
Banged up
in what way? On his knee, you know.
The same one?
Yeah. I mean, we all saw it. I mean, he came down on the turf and came up limping, and so we took him out of the game at that time.
Any future concerns for him moving forward?
No, I think I talked to him after the game, and he said he wanted to go back in, and he felt okay. He's getting treatment, and so I think that he'll be ready to play this week.
What about Kevin Moss? How's he doing?
Well, Kevin, you know, took a pretty good hit to the head, and really they evaluated him in Buffalo, but he came back on the plane with us. And I think probably it's going to take a couple days for him to clear up, and so we'll see how the week goes. But it'll be a couple days before I think we'll know what he can or cannot do.
Matt Castle had another turnover and that fumble again. It's a couple turnovers now in multiple weeks. Where's your confidence level with him?
Well, we don't like turnovers at all. You know, we had 2 of them in the course of the game, and I think Matt. Could have held on to the ball, should have put 2 hands on the ball, because he felt the pressure and he had it in his right hand, and then he shifted it to his left hand to try to get away from the pressure, but he didn't tuck it into his body, and then when the guy came around and hit it, the ball came out. He should have kept both hands on the ball and secured that football and not created a turnover at that point, you know. But other than that turnover, Matt, you know, delivered the ball to the receivers. We're making some plays. We were able to get us into some of the correct plays that we wanted to be in, you know, at the line of scrimmage. So if you take that turnover away, then he didn't have a bad game.
We can all see that there are some plays where guys went in the wrong place and maybe were trying to work too hard or try to do too much, as you say. But there also seems in the first couple of games to be quite a bit of just getting pushed backwards and both sides of the line of scrimmage. How much of a concern is that? Do you see that?
Well, sure, you see some of it. On the offensive line, sometimes those defensive guys, if they can time it up and come across, you know, they can get on us before we can get on them, and then we ended up getting pushed back a little bit. Defensively, the nickel package, we had a little trouble in the nickel package as far as the running game goes yesterday. But the 34 package did a pretty good job with a limited number of plays.
How concerned are you with your defense right now?
Well, I am concerned because we're giving up too many points. But also, like I said, there is some talent in the room, and they show that on other plays during the course of the game, when they do what they're supposed to do, that they're an efficient defense. So the thing that we have to do is get it to be an efficient defense more consistently in the majority of the time.
I know it's probably obvious. If you knew how to do it, you'd do it. But, I mean, in your experience so many years in the league, how do you get guys that have the ability to play consistently?
Just keep harping on them and repeating to them their responsibilities, put them in positions and practice that they are forced to do what they're supposed to do. And then in the game, hopefully they'll be able to get it done.
It seems like, you know, last year you guys were pretty good on defense towards the end of the year, and you really don't have that many new faces this year. Why doesn't it seem to carry over?
Well, every year is a different year in the NFL. Even though people don't believe that, you always add new people to your team. You always lose people off the team, so you have to rebuild your team chemistry. And that doesn't happen overnight, you know. And so this team is a relatively young team, so I think that we're going through some growing pains with a new offense and, like you say, some new people, some people who are not here anymore. And so we have to work through it and work it out to get better.
Are you planning any kind of lineup changes or any other changes for that matter?
Well, you know, we're discussing everything, evaluating everything, and we will discuss that later on tonight. You know, we looked at the tape. We've talked about the game a little bit, and if we decide to make changes, we'll talk about that tonight and tomorrow.
Are you more concerned with the defense giving up too many points or the offense not scoring enough points?
Well, the offense, they have scored some points in the two games that we've played. But the defense, they've given up too many points. And so defensively, we have to find a way not to give up the big plays that we're giving up to hold the score down. I think yesterday there might have been six plays that they gained over 100 yards. The total of six plays. And, you know, now that's a touchdown just in yardage. But some of it was on a short field, and so it ended up being more points than six.
How do you as a coach keep their confidence up right now?
Well, I think that they are concerned, and they are looking for answers just like we're looking for answers. But I think that they feel that they have some ability in the room, and that, like I tell them, that if they do their job the way they're supposed to do it, then we'll be able to make plays. And I think that they see that when you put it on the tape and show it to them where issues are happening and problems occur, they see where if they do what they're supposed to do, that they could stop a play and then they can make a play. So I think that they're still encouraged about the ability in the room and about their ability to maybe to improve and get better.
Romeo, you were asked about this in the preseason, but given what's happened the last couple of games, it probably bears asking again. Are you confident you're the right guy as head coach and defensive coordinator to get this turnaround?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely. I mean, because I've done both jobs before. Haven't done both of them at the same time before, but I've been a defensive line coach and a defensive coordinator before, so I've done dual roles in the past. I understand, you know, kind of what it takes, and I think that going forward, we will get better going forward, and if we play the play that we need to play, the way we need to play it, then you wouldn't even be asking the question.
So our guys not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then? Is that the ultimate?
No, let me give you an example, okay? I have run support. I'm the force guy on the edge. I'm getting blocked, and I peek inside to see the run, to what's happening, and then the ball breaks outside, and it gets outside of me. Well, my responsibility is to make the play on the outside and not let the ball get outside. And I peeked inside to see where the ball was, and so now then that's just a matter of discipline, but it turns into a big play because it gets outside of the defense, you know. Now, if I stay outside and force the ball back inside, now then it's on somebody else and not on me. But in my zeal to try to make a play, I peek inside because I want to make the play, but then the ball gets outside. So sometimes you have to go through, you know, that experience to know you need to stay outside when you are the force guy. You know, now if you're not the force guy and somebody else has force, then you can go inside. You know, and the same thing occurs in the passing game sometimes, you know. A guy takes a read on the quarterback, and he goes where he thinks the ball is going to go, but then when the ball goes somewhere else, now you've got a void in the defense. So, you know, some of those things are occurring, and I think that those things are fixable.
A couple more guys.
Is there any different tone, message, whatever, this week or starting today, sterner? More hitting, anything like that because of the 0-2 situation heading into this game?
Well, we can only have one day in pads, you know, so we will decide whether that's Wednesday or Thursday and go to work with it. I mean, you know, I don't know that it'll be more hitting or anything. We have a schedule, and we'll practice on a schedule. We can determine whether we want it to be 9-on-7 or whether we want it to be team run or whether we want it to be third down and decide what we want to put the emphasis on, and then we'll go ahead and do that during the course of the week. And, you know, some of that depends on your game plan, you know, the team that you're playing and what they're doing.
Romeo, did you see this kind of start coming at all? Was there any indication during training camp or anywhere along the lines that you guys would get off to such a slow start?
No, not really. I mean, you know, you go through training camp, and I know everybody wants to make a big deal about training camp, but half the time in training camp, the guys who are playing in those games are not even here, you know. And so... I can't put a whole lot of stock in those games because the guys who played them are not here, you know. And so now we're playing the regular season, and now we got our guys, and they have to get it done. And so we haven't been able to get it done, you know, for the first two games.
We use the phrase must game more than coaches do, and I know they hate that. You got to play another one whether you win or lose. But how close would you approximate this week to a must win?
Well, I would like to win, definitely. You know, I don't know that it's a must win. I think that we'll try to look at it as a must win because we want to win it. But, I mean, we're not going to fall off the earth if we lose it. But I really don't want to tell those guys that. You know, I want them to feel the urgency that we got to get better, and we need to get better, and we need to start quickly getting better.
What do you say to the fans?
The same thing. I tell the fans that we have ability on this team, and we're trying to get it right, and I think that if we can do what we're supposed to do, we'll do it right, and we'll make plays, and then this team will be better going down the road.
Last